The gospel lesson this morning is a very familiar one. It actually has a children's biblical song associated with it. If you know about Zacchaeus, the wee little, who was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. That is our lesson this morning. But there are actually two mistakes in translation from the Greek, and I'd like to deal with the first one before I present the scripture. The first mistake is that the scripture doesn't actually say that Zacchaeus was little. It doesn't say that he was short. It doesn't say he was a wee little man. What it says is that he was the least. So if you think back in the Gospels when it talks about the children being the least, we can think of people who are disregarded, who have no standing in society. And we can also think of when Jesus teaches his disciples, when you come to a banquet, you should take the place at the least so that you may be brought up, because if you take the chair at the head, you'll be embarrassed when they put you in the least spot. So even though I'm going to say he was short of stature, you should picture that people didn't like him. He wasn't regarded. He was kind of shunned and pushed aside, and when people saw him coming, they rather ignored him. This is a good way to think about Zacchaeus rather than being short. The Holy Gospel this morning comes to us from the 19th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Now Jesus entered Jericho and he was passing through it. There was a man there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and he was rich. Now he was trying to see Jesus, but account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran on ahead and he climbed a sycamore tree in order to see him because he was about to pass by. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry down, for I must stay in your house today." Zacchaeus hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw that began to grumble, and they said, "He's going to be the guest of one who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I've given half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've defrauded anyone of anything, I will repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, for he too is a son of Abraham. And the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you. Please be seated as we invite the children forward. You can tell when I've had enough sleep because I actually remember to do that. You're going to be with Renata, who's in the back here. She'll meet you at the pink chairs. She's got the story of Zacchaeus just for you, and she has a special story called "May I Bring a Friend?" So it's a great story about how the king and queen invite a young boy to come to tea, and he wants to bring his friends. You can all begin to imagine who he might want to bring. So if you'd go out the back, you can meet Renata in the pink chairs, and we'll see you in a little bit. The two questions I have for you this morning might be for everyone except for Natalie. We'll see. That made Natalie perk up right away. Ready? Have you ever climbed a tree? Have you ever climbed a tree? Second question, when was the last time you climbed a tree? For Natalie, it was about 2 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. We can always find her in the tree out here. Out there. When was the last time you climbed a tree? Can you imagine at the age you are now climbing a tree for any reason? I think if we can put ourselves in that frame of mind, we might begin to understand how badly Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Because he climbed a tree and he was a grown man. The reason I wanted to set straight about his stature is, have you ever been to a parade And you wanted to see what was going on, but the parade was maybe 5 or 6 people, maybe 7 or 10 people thick, and you can't actually get to the edge of the parade route. Have you ever had that experience? And you're trying to make your way to the front of the parade, however you do. This is what Zacchaeus was doing. There was a parade coming. Jesus was coming. Lots of people had gathered. He wanted to get to the front so that he could see Jesus, but he was somebody who wasn't liked very much, disregarded and shunned, in fact. It ignored at best. And so when he tried to muscle his way to the front, people did that thing they do when they don't like you and you're trying to do that. You know the one? Like they, if there's a little gap, you just move over and close the gap. But Zacchaeus must have really wanted to see Jesus desperately because he climbed a tree. He saw his opportunity that Jesus was coming, and he went and ran ahead and climbed a tree. It's interesting that we have this text on the anniversary of the Reformation, because it is not so much a text about personal conversion as it is about conversion of the whole church. This text is actually says more about the people who crowded Zacchaeus out than it says about Zacchaeus himself. Because the people who came to see Jesus were, of course, religious people. It would be like if the church came out. We heard Jesus coming and the church came out and we lined elbow drive because he was about to pass by. But there's somebody that's unsavory to us who wants to see him too, and we muscle that person out. It turns out that when Zacchaeus ran ahead, and by the way, as people do when they're muscled out, they find a way to get to the Lord, even in our day and age. They will run ahead of us and climb trees, ford rivers, walk for thousands of kilometers if they must, for a glimpse at the one who might have salvation in his hands to offer. He gets what he wants, but what of the crowd? They see Jesus offer grace and salvation to the one in the tree. And by the way, you might notice that Jesus looks up in the tree and knows exactly who he is, calls him by name and asks him to hurry down, as if he's saying, how ridiculous that this mob let you climb that tree in order to see me. Because when you think about the church, aren't we trying to encourage people to see Jesus? Don't we want people to have the salvation that God is offering? I'd like to say it like this in our modern context. Do we want world peace or not? Are we willing to lay down our weapons or not? Are we willing to throw ourselves under the proverbial bus for one who needs us to or not? Because see, in this story, they weren't. And so when they saw salvation and grace and the presence of God granted to someone who they didn't like very much, they began to grumble and complain about that. In fact, the scripture says, look, he's going to be a guest in the home of someone who's a sinner. See, what the people on the road forgot is that was all of them too. No one on that road was not a sinner. And it seems to be the downfall of the church and of people in general that we can so quickly see it in someone else. Their sinfulness, their mistakes. We can see it more quickly over there than we can over here. So this is a Reformation text. Because, of course, Jesus is telling the story to his disciples and to the people following him. He's telling the story to the ones who crowd people out. He's telling the story to ones who've made up their minds about who's sinful and not, or maybe more to the point, who's righteous and who's not. And it is a trick of religion and spirituality in general that just when you think you've crossed over that line from sinfulness to righteousness, you can be pretty sure you haven't. In fact, you can be pretty sure you've taken two steps backwards. Because the gospel continues to attest to the way that God seeks out the lost and the poor. How Jesus keeps paying attention to those who are shunned, ridiculed, unclean, unwelcome. But But the key to the text is not, are we doing it? The key to the text is, do you want to see Jesus? You, righteous, self-righteous, unclean, clean, wherever you are, do you want to see Jesus? And maybe more importantly, how badly do you want to see him? Are you willing to move out of the way for one who's so thirsty and hungry to see him that they'd climb a tree? Are you that hungry to see Jesus? Are you hungry enough to climb a tree yourself? For the possibility that Jesus might shower grace upon you and say in the midst of everyone else, for you too are a child of Abraham. You too are a child of the covenant. The promises I spoke are for you too. Are you willing to climb a tree to get to the font of salvation? Not because there's going to be a trial and God is going to go, well, okay, you did more good things than bad things. Here's the water. But because God is standing at the front trying to throw it on you and you are just out of reach. Are you clamoring to come to the font? Are you anxious to get to the table where God feeds us with whatever the heck that is so that we might begin to see how we've been being self-righteous and blocking the way to the font and the table? Where God feeds us with whatever that is so that we might realize that God is showering down grace on us. See, there's another mistake in the Greek in this story. You might have heard me say that Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, but at the end, the Son of Man came to seek out the lost. The Greek doesn't say Jesus came to seek out the lost. Seek out and save the lost. What the Greek says is that Jesus is trying to save the lost. Same word as in the beginning. In the story, Zacchaeus is trying to see Jesus, and Jesus is trying to save the lost. Which at least in my mind says, Jesus is willing to save anyone who wants to see him. That's what he's trying to do. But the word trying implies that he's unable to do it for some reason. And I think the reason is that people aren't trying to see him. People aren't trying to get to his grace. Are you? He's the church. Because as it turns out, when you're trying to see Jesus, he sees you in your tree. He calls you by your name, and he follows you home. This is a great time to be alive. The count is 499. And as the wheel clicks over to 500, Luther said he might be planting trees. We're confirming young people. In the front of the church, there's a bunch of young people. And I'm going to tell you a secret. I never said this to you in class. Phil, actually, you should probably come up here too, because he's teaching confirmation too, right? So we switch off. One year I teach, one year Phil teaches. We've probably never said this to you before in class, but I'm going to say it now, and he's just going to pretend like he's saying it too, because he has no idea what I'm doing. Here, movie lips. Okay. We know that you have more fun places to be on Tuesday night. We know that you like hockey and basketball. And we know that you have a social life. In fact, we know that your social life is bigger than ours, right? That's who's sitting in the front row, by the way. Young people who have better things to do with their time. But they come faithfully Tuesday after Tuesday after Tuesday, and they do all the hokey, crazy things that we put them through. even though they have no idea why we're asking them to do it, we hope it makes sense to you when it all strings together sometime. But if you would think of these young people as people clamoring to see Jesus, they're climbing a tree because they want to view the one who's got the grace and salvation they hunger for. I don't know why people would hunger for that at this age, but they do. They come to the font and to the table, and they hope that we'll say something witty, inspiring, or give them an aha that helps them see God. Thank God it's year 499 and Luther did the work that he did. I was thinking as worship started, can you imagine the church if they saw these young people opening worship and the woman doing the welcome? There was a cigarette commercial that said, "You've come a long way, baby." Virginia Slims, "You've come a long way, baby." The church has come a long way. But Zacchaeus reminds us that we ought to continue to hunger for font and pulpit and table and Tuesday night and for these strange conversations we have with one another that urge us to open doors and to look to the least and consider that we might be the least. Because in the end, we're all really trying to climb the tree to get a glimpse of the Jesus who calls us by name and wants to follow us home. Amen, and may it be so.